What seems to me the pick of the new TV season crop of TV series is a lovely line called The Blacklist.
Or as they keep listing it, James Spader's Blacklist, just so you know he's in it.
Well, it's fairly obvious he's in it. He dominates it completely. He chews up the scenery and it's... He's obviously relishing the role.
Absolutely.
It starts out very simply with... well-dressed man in a three-piece suit, walking to the FBI headquarters saying, can you tell the boss that I'm here? Turning around, taking off his jacket, coat.
And hat.
He likes his putting hands. It on the floor, putting his hands behind his head and kneeling down. As suddenly...
Assuming the position.
As the FBI erupts and all these sharpshooters appear from the balconies and people come out with guns drawn... It turns out he's like number one on their most wanted list of international criminals and nasties and horrible peoples.
Yep.
And he's come to give himself up.
Which is the first unusual thing.
The next unusual thing comes in as they're busy trying to interrogate him and debrief him. He says he will only speak to a new FBI profiler.
Elizabeth Keane.
Elizabeth Keane, played by Megan Boone. And he'll only talk to her.
Yep.
He lets them know something's about to happen, but he won't say any more. And something, of course, does happen.
Yes.
And so eventually, against their better judgment, they call in this newbie to talk to our hero. Red, yes. Raymond Red Reddington. There are strong hints the two may be related through the series.
It's uncertain at this point. But yes, there are certainly hints of that.
Yeah, we've seen the first four or so episodes.
Yeah. She knows nothing about this.
Yes.
But from his position, it certainly looks like that may be the case.
He basically says he has a list of evil criminals that the FBI virtually know nothing about. They're completely incompetent and it takes a crook to catch a crook.
Yep.
And he's decided he's going to work his way down his blacklist. And
again, for whatever mysterious reason he has.
Well, I think to his own profit seems to be the case, and help them catch.
There may be some redemption elements going on there, possibly.
Possibly. Help them catch these nasty crooks.
Yeah.
Because the FBI wouldn't manage on their own. And he says, well, you know, in exchange for a deal, he'll cut a deal and he'll help them catch these crooks. Well, of course, the Justice Department isn't having any of this. They don't want to cut a deal at all.
Yeah.
But he seems to know too much about what's happening, and mainly because it turns out in a number of instances he was commissioned to facilitate a crime, and he's hired some of these people to do the job.
This is true, yes.
But eventually they do some kind of deal whereby...
It's very convoluted, but yes, he does get a deal. He does get to hire his own staff to look after him.
Yes, his bodyguards.
Which means they also get to put in... their own CIA person, played by Pam De Nigro, who is really quite unpleasant. It's very nice to see him playing a really quite terrifying role.
And let's make no bones about it. Our hero is a nasty piece of work.
Yes, as
is evident.
Says to him at one point, you're a monster. Yes, I am.
Spader clearly relishes the role. He's loving it. He's playing it for all that it's worth. So it's worth watching this series just for Spader's performance, which is
and
wonderful.
And some interesting musical choices here and there.
Yes, I noticed at the opening of the second episode, I thought, well, that song's... Of course, it's the Rolling Stones' Sympathy for the Devil as Spader walks into frame. You think, okay, very nicely done.
It has some rather gory elements at times, so if gore puts you off, maybe, you know, put your hands before your eyes in certain parts. He did kind of throw someone into a vat of chemicals that
dissolved the soup.
And admittedly, this person was going to throw other people into the vat of soup, so it's kind of understandable. But yeah, it does
In another case, to get himself and his minder out of a tight spot, he just shoots a few people.
Yeah.
He has no qualms about doing this. He seems remarkably well-resourced.
He does.
And far too knowledgeable about strange things about to happen.
Yes, this is very true. It's an interesting little one. Worth a watch.
Well worth catching.